We are quite happy with having these turbines out to sea.
The point is, the methods and the way in which they're going about it is absolutely not integral to the very nature they're trying to protect.
The beach is just over there. Beautiful spot to be in. The countryside, you can see, it's quiet, it's peaceful.
I've kept horses here nearly 20 years because this is such a beautiful area.
This has been set up as Warden's Trust over 30 years now. It's the ideal for place for people who have perhaps neurodevelopmental issues, children maybe with behavioural problems, mental health issues. It's a wonderful facility. I mean, it's just the most extraordinary thing.
Scottish Power have, in their best interests and not other people's, decided to bring the cables up from along the beach, across the fields here.
National Grid and Scottish Power now want to come and literally vandalise the whole countryside with a total industrial complex all the way around my field and my horses. How they expect me to get out of my horses, I do not know.
Last November, I was told that my whole field will go to being a trench and my ponies will literally be homeless.
There is then a cable corridor which will go from that point all the way across the tracks, all the way into the field, absolutely adjacent to where the vulnerable children are supposed to be enjoying their recreational breaks. There's an extraordinary risk of not only the light pollution, but actual chemical pollution. It is an existential threat to the place. It will not be able to survive.
No one can work out why this area of outstanding natural beauty, surrounded by very, very special nature reserves where we have some of our rarest bird species, why this place is being considered at all. Local residents have seen woodlarks, skylarks, turtle doves. Scottish Power say they're not there, but they haven't done sufficient surveys. It's a protected site and it should not be touched.
And then there is the important question of the aquifer. It's a very fragile water supply. It's a huge, porous groundwater region. Part of it actually extends to the boundaries of Essex. We're talking about something under an awful lot of the cable corridor works. The moment there would be any contamination to the aquifer, the place would have to close instantly.
Speaking very directly to Scottish Power, it is your responsibility to go beyond the government's requirements to find a solution that minimises your impact on the environment.
There are very good alternatives to the current Scottish Power plan to go through and build this huge substation at Friston. And they have not been properly looked at as yet.
There is a whole coastline of brown site agricultural land with very, very little biodiverse interest that is a better place to put it, that it's not in an area of outstanding natural beauty surrounded by special wildlife reserves.
They should put it on a brownfield site, not ruin part of the Suffolk countryside.
Horses everywhere around here. What are they going to do to make it safe for horse riders? They haven't answered that question yet. I'm still waiting.
We would like the government to look at bringing in a split decision. At the moment we're going through a DCO, and if they pass all of it, which would be the offshore angle and the onshore angle, it would totally decimate this area. They can pass the offshore because it needs to be done, but the onshore needs to have better thinking.
We will not give up. We will lie on the road and we will stop this invasion of our countryside when there are perfectly good other possibilities.